The early morning for you, or are you used to these early mornings?
I'm used to it. I'm used to kind of a topsy-turvy. Sometimes I write until 2 in the morning, and then other times, and then it'll switch, and I'm up like this, so it's just...
Yeah, I hear
ready
that.
For everything in this business, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. What's your writing process?
My writing process? When an idea hits me, I run to my guitar, and I grab my journal, and I start writing.
Yeah.
I love it.
But once I get going... And I tend to really wake up later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a coffee person or a Diet Coke?
Coffee. Totally coffee.
Yeah. I didn't have my coffee this morning, and I'm like,
it's
I can't function.
It's a rough morning so far for us, yeah.
I got up early and had plenty.
Good.
So give us a whole rundown on everything you're about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. That's a loaded question.
The whole thing. We want to know it all.
Everything I'm about?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything.
We know you just read a book with Miss Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, is that correct?
Yes. I did. Well, I moved here to be a songwriter, and I've mm-hmm. written for a lot of the, Tim McGraw and Trisha Yearwood and the Judds a lot.
Amazing.
And the classics.
Had a really fun songwriting career. Mm-hmm. And so that's how Loretta and I were in the same circles. Mm-hmm. We met at a writer's night.
Oh, my God.
Just talked a minute and just connected. Like, it was the most natural thing in the world. And she invited me over. And when we were just going to pray and talk and be friends and a lot going on. Somebody had just broken my heart. Aww. And so, of course, you're sitting there with the queen of country music. And you cry on her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And so a song was...
You and Loretta are besties. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, besties. And so from that, our first song was born, and we realized that we were very compatible creatively, very similar, our ways of thinking, our ways of talking. And she said, well, I want to write, have a lot of things on my heart to say that I want to write. This was in around 2018. And so we just kept writing these songs. She'd call and say, I got an idea, get over here. And she said, well, I really want people to... hear these songs and and find healing and comfort and encouragement in this music that we're writing. And so, well, let's turn it into a book. And so
that's amazing.
From the conversations, because I thought everybody should be able to be in on this conversation. So
right.
The book is like a conversation with, it's like inviting someone into the room with me and Loretta.
Where can people buy the book at?
They can buy it anywhere they buy books. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. It is everywhere. It's everywhere now, and it's going to be everywhere even more.
Yes.
Singer, songwriter, author. I mean, you do it all.
I love
and
that.
And the book is Loretta talking. It's in her voice.
Oh.
So, I mean, it really is an invitation to want Loretta's fans and my fans to be in the room with us. And that's what it feels like when you read it. It really does.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely check out that book. What's it called?
It's called A Song and a Prayer. That's the title of one of our...
That's perfect.
And it's based on the lyrics. It's actually a devotional book. So there'll be a lyric of a song... we wrote or a song, Coal Miner's Daughter is in here, her favorite songs.
Yes.
And there are 30 of her favorite song lyrics in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the conversation that went with those songs that we had around those songs.
That is so amazing.
It's really a neat thing. And every, you can Google all of the songs except the ones that we wrote because they're brand new. So that's why we had to have a CD.
There you go.
You can read the lyric, but you don't know how the song goes.
Right.
We're going to need a CD. And unfortunately, she passed before she could sing on the CD. So I hope that I've done a good job honoring her. I've got some of the best musicians in the world.
Oh, and, I'm sure. Yeah.
I think she's pleased.
I'm sure she is.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, and we loved hearing about your story. And we're going to have to pick up one of those because we're big fans of Loretta Lynn. And
that's good.
Obviously, a lot of the songs.
Devotional.
And a lot of the songs that you've written. So, yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time. And we're going to send you with some goodies.
Okay.
Giving everybody shot glasses and stickers.
Right. We have bookmarkers.